third parak of Trumas Mishnah Tet. We're talking now about if a goy, a kute, which has the status of a goy, take off Trumas Amaisis. What is the status of this? I think you're talking about kute Trumas the Truma to say Maisa Negation Hektish. Tanatana says that they take off Truma or Maisa to make it Hektish, it does take effect. Now, it seems to contradict the beginning of the Nesef, we said that a goy that takes a truma does not take effect. That's not my case where I point him at the shliach, and a goy cannot be a shliach. But if he grew his own produce, so, and he takes a truma to maisis, it does take effect. The way the Rambam learns is that he holds in a deraita, if he grew it and he also processed it all by himself, it's put in a deraita from truma to maisis, and the drabonim is chayef, because people, the chazal didn't want people, using the goyim as a way of getting out of Trumas HaMaisis. And Rabbi Yehuda, Oime, Ein Lo Bikachon Karem Avai. Rabbi Yehuda says that a goy who has a field on the fourth year doesn't have a din of Karem Avai, that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim or redeem it. Chachom HaMoyim Yeshlo, Chachom say that it does have Karem Avai. As far as Orla is concerned, goyish produce does have Orla. So if you know for sure that this goy planted the tree within 3 years, or he planted a grapevine within the last 3 years, and now let him buy the fruit of his land. That applies in Eretz Yisrael and also in Kutlar. Yeah. Truma is Ovi Kirchovim Medamas. The Ovi Kirchovim take of Truma, Tanakam holds that it's Medamas, that it falls into a chulin. And to regular produce, you have to have 100 times that it's in order to Mevatel it, Vechaybim and Vecholimish, and you have to pay an extra fifth if you ate it unintentionally. Rabbi Shimon told you, Rabbi Shimon holds it since it's his own drabonon, that you don't have to pay this extra chaymish. And Allah seems to be like the Tanakhama, that this type of, even though we said before that it is drabonon, that it gave it the stringencies of a derive in respect to the fact that you eat 100 times to be mevatelis, and that you have to add a fifth if a non-Kohen eats this produce unintentionally.